This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Colorado officials stress that avalanche safety is vital to recreating in the backcountry. CPR's Tina Sieg reports avalanches kill on average 6 people each Colorado winter.
Last winter, however, it was 3. Any avalanche death is tragic. But Ethan Green, director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, is relieved these deaths are not increasing, even as more people explore the backcountry.
Part of that is the backcountry recreation culture that has really embraced avalanche safety as not something that is a task, but it is something that is like ingrained in what we all do.
Green encourages backcountry users to carry a beacon, shovel, and probe and take an avalanche safety course, like the online ones his organization helped create. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Bison are now considered both wildlife and livestock. That's according to the new regulations this month from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The move comes after Colorado lawmakers passed the Protect Wild Bison Bill Act in May. Colorado does not have any wild bison herds, but state regulators say the updated regulations will protect free-ranging herds if they become established in the state. The new legal protections for the animal take effect on January 1st. Across the Front Range, snow will be likely. Highs will be in the upper 20s, then tonight lows will drop to the mid-teens. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.